Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why didn't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, coming into the pre-glutton day show here, and I'm thinking about what I'm thankful for. I am thankful that we have found reasons to impeach the president. No, really. I mean, consumer confidence is up again. We can't have that. The stock market, right, closing on highs pretty much on a daily basis. Terrible. Just disgusting. It's just making more people rich. We can't have that. There were less. There were 15,000 less unemployment claims than we thought we were going to have. Terrible. Just terrible. I don't know what these people want. I really don't. I mean, think about how different we are. On Thanksgiving Day, conservatives and Republicans are thankful that we have a president with thick skin that stayed with it, that's protecting our country, that's protecting our people, right? Making sure that our unemployment rates are low so you can have bigger turkeys on the table. Maybe invite other people that you normally would invite because you could afford to feed to your home for dinner. It's terrible. It's terrible to want to do all those things. And then on top of all of that, we're going to teach our kids in college that Thanksgiving is terrible because it represents a celebration of genocide, which couldn't be further from the truth. But we let them get away with it. And I had this argument with somebody today. And it's mostly because we refuse to take our rightful places when it comes to education. How many conservative educators do you know that will actually step up and do the work they should be doing? Anybody? That's right. Not many of us. And until we do get them doing that, this is the kind of trouble we're going to have. Take a listen.
Which I guess dressing up as people from different, like any type of different cultures is sensitive.
I think that's very offensive.
Yeah, it's a little offensive and maybe it shouldn't be.
So it's offensive to dress up as people from other cultures. Remember that.
Be done that way.
You're assuming how they dress and how they live and all that type of stuff.
I think it is offensive.
We're not assuming anything. We got pictures. Even they have brought, Native Americans and others, have brought the, I won't call it the costume, but the dress of the day. Right? We have them in the Smithsonian. We have them in their own museums. I mean, seriously, when they have Native American celebrations, they show us how they dress. And what's really funny is we did a show a while back where I think it was around Cinco de Mayo. Which I don't know why we celebrate. I don't even know why the Mexicans celebrate it. But look it up and you'll find out why I say that. But we dress and celebrate that day in Mexican attire of the period. And a whole bunch of white people, white students, and white professors keep telling us it's cultural appropriation. It's negative. It's terrible. It's bad. But when a group of young people went down to the Hispanic part of town and showed them what they were wearing and explained what was. They were excited about it. They thought it was really cool that those people were dressed that way, were celebrating their culture. But see, we have beat these people up. We had beat these young kids up so much about everything they do is bad. If they're white, they're bad. They're just bad for being white and a white privilege. If they're black, oh, they're victims, and they continue to be victims, and there's nothing they can do about it until we beat into the white kids that their white privilege is what. Give me a break. Seriously. You know what I'm thankful for? As I think about it and the show goes on, I'm thankful that the creator of the universe gave me two brain cells that actually work, that I can rub together and think this stuff through. That he gave me two brain cells that where I don't view color, size, height, width, or any of that stuff as a reason why you fail or succeed. But truly, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, really, it's the content of your character. It's who you are, not the color that you are. And every black friend that I have, or I should say every friend that I have that happens to be black, they can speak to this. Not one of them. And maybe it's the people I choose to hang out with. I don't know. Not one of them uses their color as a reason or an excuse for failure.
Because I definitely remember like putting on a feather and being like, oh, I'm an Indian, when that's a person's culture. And then same for pilgrims, that's a religion.
I think just
pilgrim was not a real, oh God, these people go to college. It was not a quote-unquote religion. I mean, seriously. What is everybody puts on a sombrero, a poncho, and celebrates a Mexican or a Hispanic that makes them bad? They're culturally appropriating somebody? Are we serious? I mean, should we go down the whole list of cultures that have, I mean, costumes for the day or garb for the day, period, clothing? And every time somebody wears something like that, are we going to get on their case? It's cultural appropriation. It's terrible. It's negative. It's bad. Everything's bad. If you're white, you might want to kill yourself now. Get it over with, because you're just bad. You're bad because you're white. You're bad because of what you think, because you're white. You're bad because of what you wear, because you're white and you're wearing that. I mean, everything. The left wants to tear apart everything and anything that they perceive getting in the way of them ripping apart the foundation of this country, which is family. Simply family. So we'll see your host when we come back. Matt Bellis is going to join us, talk a little bit about how you can make it through all this craziness, all the food fights and fests of the day. We'll be back in a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Isn't that just like a WOP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get him on. Listen, with everything coming up... The heartburn that you're going to have, healthcare is something you need to think about, even at this time of year. We're here with one of my favorites. Matt Bellis joins us, in the, as he does from week to week. And you know what? When it comes to healthcare, when it comes to taking care of your body, when it comes to taking care of yourself, you really have options. This is, people, it's not 1952, right, where you only have one way to do business. Actually, the doctors, you can actually ask them questions now. But with Liberty HealthShare, you do truly. It's not just a cliche, if you would. You do have the liberty. You do have the freedom to make your own choices when it comes to health, taking care of your body. Matt, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
All right. So, listen, let's just get to it. What is health sharing? I mean, what does that really mean?
Well, yeah, it can be a little confusing for people who are uninitiated. But what Liberty Healthshare is, we're a 501c3 healthcare sharing nonprofit ministry. We're a group of men and women all across the country who voluntarily share in each other's medical expenses. We do it on a voluntary basis without the aid of any kind of third-party insurance or government program. Frankly, it's what you would do normally if ever you were to get into a situation that was unexpected and unaffordable. It would be your neighbors. It would be your family, your friends, your community that you would turn to in times of need. We've just taken that whole process, put a system behind it to help pay for people's medical bills each and every month. Our members send in what's called share amounts. Those share amounts are directed by Liberty HealthShare to go to another member who has a direct, specific medical need. Liberty HealthShare gathers all those share amounts, pays off the doctor and hospital for that actual need with those share amounts, and our members are able, because of that, able to take back control over their health care. We're all each individually what we call self-pay patients. And that just means that we're responsible for our own health care, our own health care decisions, and our own health care freedom. And we're able to take that back because we're a part of a group like Liberty HealthShare.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, because that's one of the most confusing terms it seems to catch people, is self-pay. What do I need you for if I have to pay it all by myself? And I explain to people, all it means, really what it means is you got to put the word, it gives you control. You have control. When you go into that doctor, it's like, look, you're not going to have to deal with all this stuff that you would normally deal with an outside insurance company. I'm making my decisions. I'm working with you to make sure that I get the help and the care that I need for my body, and you don't have to go to the insurance company rule book, right?
Exactly. And what that really just communicates to the doctor or hospital is that I'm in charge. I'm the one who is making the decisions. I hold the power of the purse strings. And so if you're making a decision about health care, deal with me. You don't have to become a de facto bureaucrat for the third-party insurance system. So self-pay just means I'm the one in charge. Doesn't mean that you're going to be having to pay the $30,000 bill. It's just that I'm in charge, I'm taking care of it, and when it comes to healthcare decisions, I'm the one you deal with.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about membership. That's the other thing, a question that comes up frequently is, it's not a club. You're not joining a club, okay? But you are part of a big family. You are part of a big group of people that have been through the same thing as you have, that will share some of their experiences with you. And one of the things that I love that we haven't talked about in a while is being a community. You can reach out to that other person. It's not just handing them money. You can tell them that you're praying for them. You can tell them that you've been through the same thing and you can come through this. Greg?
But it's wonderful to know within a community like this that there is actually a living, breathing human being on the other end of your need or on the other end of the money that they're sending. And that's what we enjoy with Liberty HealthShare, those recognitions that I'm not alone. I'm here with other people who care about me, pray for me, ask about me, and are mindful, as well as I am, about how we're going to take care of our health care and health care dollars. It really does change the paradigm, like what we say in health care, really does change the paradigm from an entitlement mentality to an ownership mindset.
Yeah.
Whenever you own your health care, you're responsible for it, but you're also cognizant of the people who are a part of your community. If you're just entitled, you're getting what's coming to you. Who cares about everybody else? So
yeah, and you know what? And it does put the doctor at a disadvantage, too, because there are certain, people don't realize it, but there are certain procedures, certain way that they have to do medicine. They're not practicing anymore. Now they're taking direction from the insurance company, where you and I have kind of joked about this in the past, where you get more freedom, you get more decision controls with your car than you do with your own body when it comes to a quote-unquote insurance company. So really, seriously. And you need to take control of what you got going on. One of the things that we need to hit on, too, is this whole thing with your weight control, your, you know, somebody says, hey, you can go to this gym for a reduced membership for free. I don't need you to tell me that. I knew that on my own. But you have counselors that can help. You have coaches that can help you when you're trying to blow off some weight, when you're trying to get a little healthy, don't you?
Absolutely. If you're going to join Liberty HealthShare as an organization, we have the ability to work with health coaches. If you join Liberty HealthShare and you have what we would call a lifestyle condition that is conducive to lifestyle changes, we would set you up with what we call our Health Track program. That program is an extra $80 per month charge that whenever you join that program, you actually are in charge of your health care with your coach, and they're helping you, guiding you through the process to help you actually own and maintain your health care. So it's a fantastic program. They're great folks that that we deal with in our Health Track program. And whenever you graduate from Health Track, you retain your Liberty HealthShare membership. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, I tell people all the time, even when I was blowing off weight, it doesn't take much encouragement to keep you going. Just somebody on the other side telling you you're doing great, keep up with it, keep going. Hey, we're going to talk about this open enrollment thing on the other side of the break, because I don't get it. You know, my health needs are 12 months a year, and I only get a very short window to decide what I'm going to do. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I wouldn't go. Yeah, don't go far at all. Listen, you're going to be you're going to need more than Health Track when we get done when this holiday season, because a lot of us are already looking at. I averaged at one time 12 pounds in the holiday cycle, season cycle, from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Wasn't happy about it. We'll talk more about this in the side of the break, how you can stay healthy and hang out for your family a little longer. And then we're going to hear about Matt Bellis' personal Thanksgiving story. You're listening in real time. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump knew about the whistleblower complaint when he chose to release military aid to Ukraine in September. New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman shares the byline on the story.
We reported that the president was briefed by the White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, and the National Security Council's main lawyer, John Eisenberg, in August, that about the fact that the whistleblower complaint existed. And the whistleblower complaint, of course, talked about, not as we know now, not just the president's phone call with President Zelensky from July 25th, but also this question about the freezing of military aid.
Holiday travelers across the country are getting stranded in bad weather.
Driving is tough. I go real slow, and I have my lights on, and I watch out. I'm very aware of what people are doing.
The day before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel days of the year, with tens of millions of people on the highway. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Oh, come on. Come on, Corey, let me see you do this after you eat tomorrow. Joe Mussini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Look, you're going to need health tips. You may even need to actually buy a health care type of program after all the food you're going to eat tomorrow. Seriously. Anyway, you should be informed. You should get engaged. And you should know what you have available to take care of your body, your health, and your family's body and their health. I'm here with Matt Bellison with Liberty HealthShare. And, you know, we match on a regular basis. I want to make sure you understand that you have options. And, you know, I got a couple of people a few weeks ago sent me an email and said, hey, look, we were skeptical when we joined. We're so happy we joined because we have so much control of what it is that goes on with our bodies when a doctor is working with us, not on us, but with us. So, Matt, there are two testimonies. I thought it was funny. One guy said, yeah, when the doctor is working with us and not on us. I think, wow, that sounds like a used car type of thing, which is good, you know, that you get out of
yeah.
That. Yeah. So, hey, let's. What is this open enrollment thing? I never really understood it. It's kind of like the insurance company says to you, all right, you got 8 weeks to decide what you want to do. This is just craziness. It doesn't. Now's the time if people want to change, number one. But number two is you are truly, they can sign up anytime during the year with Liberty HealthShare, correct?
You can sign up any time of the year. Open enrollment season is just a time for healthcare sharing ministry members to really look at the possibility of it and see if it's a good fit for them, because you can sign up at any time. Open enrollment itself is a very interesting animal. It's frankly rather new whenever we're dealing with it in the marketplace. It's just a set time of year that you're allowed, quote-unquote,
again, wait a minute. Don't go past that so fast. It's a certain time of year. Again, the insurance company dictates to you how and what you're going to do. I'll say it. You don't have to. Right?
Well, it was put in place by the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. The insurance companies, whether they like it or not, I'm not here to say either way.
I'll say it.
It is the time that they open up their doors for those who want to join. And it's just, frankly, I look at it and say it's very strange because we don't have any other seasons like this where we're forced to buy something if we want to or not. You know, there's, I think I've said it before, but there's no shoe buying season.
Yes.
You know, there's no one time a year you can go out there and get celery or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's it's just a strange time of year. But people look at this time and say, okay, it's time for me to buy health insurance or find a way to take care of my health care. And it's a great time to look at Liberty HealthShare to make sure it is a good fit for you and your family.
You know, I always tell people it's insurance and or the health care, anything that has to do with your health is confusing, right? So it shouldn't be something you rush to do. And I say, you know, Liberty HealthShare has a packet that they send you, got a great website. Stop and read. I mean, put the funny papers down for 10 minutes. Stop and sit down and read about the options available to you. Because I got to tell you again, you've been with us a couple of years now, and in all those years, the one negative thing that I got, I sent them in the right direction, and I got taken care of in no time at all. So you have options. Go ahead and fight the insurance company and try to get them to straighten something out. I don't know. You better luck growing hair on a bald head or something. I don't know.
What a fantastic analogy. Absolutely, you're right. We are a membership-driven organization. We want our members to feel a sense of ownership of this, also because of the fact that if there are changes to the program, it's our members who make those changes. Our members vote, and they decide on what they want to have a part of their healthcare sharing ministry. And so the board takes those votes and enacts those decisions, and we want our members to really have a sense of ownership, not only of their healthcare, but of the program they're a part of with Liberty HealthShare. And so thank you for that, because, frankly, that is just a testament to the idea that we are owners. We own our health care. Yeah. We're not just passive receivers.
Well, it's really funny. When I went to the doctor, being under a different plan years ago, when I asked him about the high blood pressure stuff, he said, this is what I have to prescribe you. This is the way I have to handle this. That's, well, I'm not going to take the pills. Now tell me another way I could get my blood pressure down. You know, they can't prescribe exercise. They can't those aren't things that are within their realm of they're supposed to do or what they're told to do. So it's up to us to take control. And it's harder to do with an insurance, quote, policy as opposed to Liberty HealthShare. And I think people need to know that. But you need to do your homework. Some people are lazy, and it's just easier to cut the check and go with the flow. But do the homework. If you want to be around a long time, you have to have options. So, Matt, what about these death panels that you have behind the scenes that nobody knows about? So if I need a lung, you're going to turn me down, right? Like the government, right? Remember, but it's true. I have friends of mine, older friends of mine, that tell me it is a chore to get anything approved through a quote-unquote insurance company. But we are membership-driven. We are a family, right?
Absolutely. And we want to respect that, honor that. That is our culture, history, and tradition, and we're always going to be that whole concept of a membership-owned organization, and we're never going to deviate from that. It's the whole issue that you just brought up there about death panels, you know, really that strikes at the heart of the idea that somebody else is in control over your health and healthcare. And it's a scary thought,
isn't it?
So that's why a lot of people join Liberty HealthShare, because they want that control again.
I see, you know, three guys in a back room with cigars going through these applications. That's going to cost us too much money. Forget him. Right? I mean, well, people don't realize how cold. I'm not saying there are a bunch of cold people in the healthcare industry, because they're not. There's a lot of people that the majority of them care about us. They care about this. But it is a business decision for a lot of these groups at some point in time, and people need to realize that. But again, back to the Liberty HealthShare as a whole. Now, open enrollment right now is a good time if you're on a traditional insurance policy, the one that had been beaten into our heads since we were kids. Now's the time to look at Liberty HealthShare. Now's the time. I'm trying to phrase this so people understand it. Once you sign up at work, or once you sign up for a traditional insurance policy, you're stuck with that for the year, correct?
And most oftentimes, yes. And
right.
In some cases, I've heard there's actually a penalty to pay if you leave early.
Right. So now's the time to make that decision, and now's the time to look into, Liberty HealthShare, other options to take care of yourself. Correct.
Absolutely.
Without any penalties overhead.
you're not going to be forced into anything. Liberty HealthShare wants you to make sure that you're going to really enjoy what it is that you're a part of. We want you to decide voluntarily to be a part of Liberty HealthShare, because that's part of what thing work. Individuals who are voluntarily choosing to be a part of a community that helps one another. That doesn't really work if you're forced into a program and you have to give. There's other terms for that out there in the world, but that's not us. And so Liberty HealthShare is there for you if you want to join, and now's a great time to look over.
Well, look, I appreciate all that. And people, you need to understand that, too, that we have been so conditioned, you know, since the 1850s, we've been so conditioned that insurance is the thing. You sit down at the table, you write the check, you see what they cover, you go to the doctor, and he does what they want him to do. That is not how you should be taking care of your body. So check into it, libertyhealthshare.com, libertyhealthshare.com. All right, Matt, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
Joe, thanks for having me.
You know, I'm going to have Matt, and again, just hang tight a minute, because I'm going to have Matt come back and speak to us in the next segment. We're talking tonight about tradition, right? And it is Thanksgiving. We do want to make sure that it's just more than politics. I was just talking to somebody today about sitting at the table, you know, talking to friends, family, loved ones about, you know, Trump, not Trump, or you're never Trump, or you were sometimes Trump, or you weren't a Trumper, now you're a Trumper, you were a Trumper, now you're not a Trumper. I mean, this is all stuff we should be able to sincerely talk about, this stuff, without making each other nuts. There's no reason for it. You know, it is family. You're talking out of love. You're not talking because you hate them, you want to make them nuts. That's not I don't think that's the goal. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, make sure, you know, somebody just came up with a great idea. You guys have got a great sense of humor. So when your wife says to you, Joe, no politics at the table, change the Wi-Fi password to Trump 2020. Joe was your host. This is Real Stuff. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Donga, come on after she says something, isn't it? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, I've asked some of our sponsors, some of our guests, some of the people that are on a regular basis, to call in and or to pre-record with me a Thanksgiving message, if you would, something that we can all share and we can glean from and learn from. So let's just get to it. All right, so Matt Bellis was just on with me, and I always ask the same questions to these people, and I love it. If you don't, I don't know what to tell you, but I think it's really cool to learn what some of you do for Thanksgiving, some of the special stuff going on in your life. All right, we're back. And listen, this is our Thanksgiving edition. You know how I love to do this every year. And though sponsors are you know, considered the people that help keep the show going, they're also human beings, okay? I don't care, you know, you hear people talk about the sponsors like, yeah, they're just going to them for the money. No, they're human beings. And you guys know that I have never kept on a sponsor. I've never brought a sponsor that I don't line up with, that I don't believe in. So Matt Bellis is with us. He's with the Liberty Health Share. And Matt, you know, I love We could talk about the health sharing all we want, but I don't want to talk about that today. I want to talk about unhealthy things, okay? Like too much sugar, like too much sugar in the cranberry sauce, and eating, you know, too much white bread with plenty of glucose, extra glucose in it for the holidays. So, what? Give me some of your tradition, or give me a tradition that your family does for the Thanksgiving season that you know you remember as a child and now.
Well, I don't think you realize the can of worms that you just opened. I am a guy that holds to traditions and really enjoys building new ones with my family. You know, I'm a relatively young guy. I'm almost in my 40s, and I've got a young family and three kids, a wife. And I look at this season and say there's times in life where your kids are going to grow up and they're going to remember something about you as a parent. And I really want them to see this time as a true family time. And frankly, for me, that begins the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Because what I do in our family, I'm telling you, you opened up a can of worms here, Joe. You just caused a problem.
I always enjoy these. Go ahead.
I start preparing the bird for Thanksgiving on Sunday night. So we've got a whole week until Thursday to cook the bird. I start preparing it. We do a thing where we butterfly the bird, we dry brine it, we put seasonings on it, and we let that bird age for 4 days in the fridge. It's fantastic. It's the only way to cook a bird. If you were to invite me to your house at Thanksgiving and I say, well, did you prepare it on Sunday and dry brine it? You said, no, I wouldn't come.
Do you know how I prepare my bird? I call the supermarket and say, you guys are doing the full meals, right?
Oh, I look at this as an event that I can build up to, and it's just, it's so fantastic. So we go all the way. We bake our own breads. We make our own cranberry sauce. We do our own stuffing. We do it with fresh vegetables and all kinds of stuff. We really go all out for our Thanksgiving. We usually watch the Thanksgiving parade on Thanksgiving Day. We make a really unhealthy breakfast. We won't go into that. But we have our dinner and we have our Thanksgiving meal, and it's just a wonderful time, and all of the sights and smells and sounds of the Thanksgiving holiday, it really are special to myself and my family, because we really take it seriously.
Well, now listen, between you and me, when you say we, do you actually mean you or do you mean your wife?
No, I actually...
Because, you know, we all do that, right?
Well, yeah. But I truly mean me. Now, here's why I'm so glad you brought this up and why this is such a can of worms. You won't believe it, Joe. I actually married a vegetarian. And my wife always said the worst meat of all, the absolute worst that she ever tried and won't ever eat ever again, is turkey. And I said, okay, I've got to find a way to get my wife to like turkey again. So I found this recipe, the whole butterflying and the dry brining and the seasoning. And the first year that I made it for her, we were newly married. First year I made it for her, I cut it open. We had a small little bird. She takes a bite. And it was like watching somebody experience a real sense of euphoria for the first time.
Wow.
She opened up her eyes. She said, that is delicious. I mean, it was juicy. It was flavorful. The skin is crispy. It's just fantastic. And so I converted my vegetarian wife for Thanksgiving.
That is great. That is one for the books, and I got to put that in there. I got to tell you something. See, I almost got divorced on Thanksgiving, if you would, because my wife is a Southern Belle, and so she makes the turkey dinners, and she makes, you know, made it every year. And then I come from a hardcore Italian family. We made a small turkey for the Americans that came over, but most of what we ate was lasagna and that kind of stuff. So I make a lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
So when all the very healthy, obviously. So when So all the kids come over, and what do they eat? They devour the lasagna and two-thirds of the turkey sitting there. She's looking at me like, I'm not doing this again. I'm not competing with you at Thanksgiving. So it's just kind of funny. But wow, so there you go. See, that story needs to go into Vegetarian Times so that we can get these people back on the right track. Well, listen, Matt, God bless. Blessings to your family. And I'm glad. I love traditions. I love these kind of traditions that every family kind of has. And, man, that's a lot of work. Someday when I'm there, I'll knock on your door on Thanksgiving Day.
Please, you're welcome anytime.
All right, Matt. Be safe. Have a great rest of the day. And Christmas is coming up, man. Tell me you don't do the same thing at Christmas.
No. We actually, frankly, do Sloppy Joe's.
Okay. I like that. That works for me. All right. God bless. Have a great day, Matt. Thanks for being with me.
I see you. Bye-bye.
Right. See, these people are humans, right? I mean, we talk about the sponsors. It's just... You have to realize that they enjoy, just like we do, they enjoy holidays like we do. And over the years, as I was doing the show, during the breaks, I would be talking to these people. Hey, the holidays are coming up. What's your family do? And do you go somewhere special? And that kind of stuff. And realize the traditions are not all the same. You know, other than having family around, which is the commonality, if you would. I mean, traditions are different. Food tradition and what you do afterward. Some people don't even not for religious reasons, but some people aren't big turkey celebrators, right? Andrea Kay from the Andrea Kay Show. She's not a big turkey girl. She said, "This is not her holiday, if you would," which I find interesting because she's a Louisiana girl, you know, and they like food all kinds of ways. So anyway, but I'm talking to her earlier today, and different take on this as well. So when we come back, we're really just going to start hitting again some of the traditions for Thanksgiving. I know some of you want your fill of political stuff, but you know what? The next day or two or three, how about you just enjoy family? Enjoy the tradition. And when I talk about politics, make sure for the last 10 days, we've been doing stories about deconstructing Thanksgiving. You heard in the earlier hour about the college kids who think this was a day. It was a mass genocide for the Native Americans because, you know, that's what happened. Columbus came here. Didn't even come to mainstream America, but that's a story for another day. That, you know, Columbus came here, then the Pilgrims came here, and they wiped out all the Native Americans. I mean, about a month ago, I should drag it back up. I did a story on the real genocide that was taking place on this continent, right, in the area known as the United States now, by those Native Americans. And how vicious and savage they were to each other, each other's tribes, how they treated each other. There was no kindness and gentleness going on there. It was pretty bad. But it really, no bearing on the story. It's just a matter of, you know, here you are again, the nasty white European man came here and took advantage of the Native American when they were slaughtering each other in big numbers. So you can't just blame it all on us, if you would. Anyway, coming up in the next hour, hopefully we'll be doing, not hopefully, we'll have David Haig join us, and he's going to talk, he's been on the show a half a dozen times. He's going to talk a little bit about his Christmas tradition. Evan Sayet will come back and join us. He was on just the other day about his Thanksgiving. Although, with Evan, I pre-recorded this one, but with Evan, I couldn't keep him on task. There's a wonder, right? Okay, so, you know, again, when it comes to this kind of thing, everybody's got a different way of doing it. I'm hoping David Sussman can join us, too. We'd love to hear his thoughts, you know, because he's not a Native American. No, he's actually a Native Brit and became a naturalized citizen here and still doesn't get the whole turkey thing, right? Most Brits think that it's just like a precursor to Christmas. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with us. If you're not, if your station doesn't carry it for the third hour, call them and find out why. Otherwise, you can pick it up on our Android app, our Apple app. Come back and join us. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit for some of you.